Okay, so if you could state your name, spell your name, and tell me your role in the Deep Roots Festival.
Okay, I'm Carlee Schulte, and C-A-R-L-E-E, and the last name is Schulte, S-C-H-U-L-T-E. I'm the director of Millsville Main Street and the Downtown Development Authority. And my role as the director of Main Street is the Deep Roots Festival is presented by Main Street. So as the director, most of what we do is serve as like the administration. We do a lot of the paperwork and keep the files and, you know, organize the committee meetings and things like that, that, you know, something like as big as Deep Roots needs to have.
So, to the best of your knowledge, why did Deep Roots originally come about?
Well, it originated with Festaville on front campus of George College, and I think that that, I'm not sure what was going on with that, if it was successful or not, but the previous director, I think, and her board decided that maybe they needed something bigger and something better that brought more people down, and so it was mainly just something to create an event. I mean, every good successful community has some, usually more than one, but big event that they you know, bring people from surrounding counties to, and also generates interest in the local community for the downtown area. Being a Main Street project, it's held downtown, and so that helps to generate revenue and sales for the businesses down here too.
Awesome. So when you came on board, and this is a little bit of an extension of that question, when you came on board, what do you feel like you walked into, and how does that compare with like 6 years later?
Okay. Well, my first year was 2010. I had to think about that for a second. So this year will actually be my sixth year. And the first year, you know, what we had was there was a previous, I'm trying to think the best way to say this. I think it was pretty organized. You know, there was files, everything that I knew I needed to do. I had to do a lot of looking into what was on the computer to know, okay, I need to print this form, all right, we need these posters, and we need, you know, so there was a lot of, I mean, it was a huge learning curve, of course, and I had a lot of questions for the committee, but, you know, it was pretty organized and well run, and they did a really good job. I wasn't here through the transition of the Deep Roots, or Sweetwater to Deep Roots, because I know that that was probably a big to-do, but for the most part, at that time, it was pretty organized. I am very organized, so I would like to say that in the past 6 years, I've helped to kind of keep things going in that direction and making sure to have things be as streamlined as possible for the process. I know that there were a few checkpoints that weren't in place before, just as far as some of the money and checks that were coming in and going out. You know, we have forms for that now. If anything is given from one person to another, you sign for it. Anything that goes out of this office gets signed for, to make sure that, you know, we can hold everybody accountable for what they have, whether it be the little square things for the credit cards, or something small like that, or even like, you know, big checks for, say, the bands and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of, for any kind of audit that was ever going to happen, we have our ducks in a row.
So from a logistics perspective, do you think that your kind of organization, or the previous director's organization of the event, and kind of keeping everything streamlined, making sure people are accountable, do you think that that has at all had an impact on the culture of Milledgeville, or the culture of having a business in Milledgeville at all?
I don't think that just keeping it organized has. I mean, the keeping the administration and stuff organized and out of our office is really mainly just for the committee and for the event to be pulled off. But I think that the culture of it is just through the actual festival, mm-hmm. more than it is the work that I particularly do. I think there's other portions of other people on the committee, and they're, you know, we have committee members who are in charge of different subcommittees, and some of the subcommittees are definitely, you know, have a bigger impact on the culture, like the music or entertainment committee. You could even say the arts and crafts section, you know, that could have more. And we, out of this office, we work in for all of the subcommittees. So, you know, I don't have just one thing that I'm in charge of. It's kind of like we assist in all the areas, because everybody needs forms and everybody needs letters sent out and stuff like that. So we just work as far as that's concerned, not so much as building the culture of the festival.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that like a lot of cultures, a lot of festivals, the reason that they can have such a powerful cultural impact is because they're so organized, is because there is a uniting factor, right?
Yeah.
So like there's something that there's a common goal that they're all working towards in the different facets. And so what I find very interesting about your position is that you have to, all of those different facets make the fun of Deep Roots, mm-hmm. right? And like, and people don't think usually of forms and stuff like that mm-hmm. to be fun.
Right.
But the fun couldn't happen, or the actual experience of being at the mm-hmm. festival would not be possible without you.
Someone running that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uniting, like being
like
that
a funneling
common thread.
It through to keep it together. That's true.
Absolutely. So that's why I think that like there are so many different kinds of way to view culture. And I think typically people think of like, okay, culture is like your schooling, your religion, your like socialization, like those mm-hmm. are the things that make up culture. But without a society to dictate all of that, then like, what is culture?
That's true. Because when you said culture, you know, how I'm like, oh, well, it's not like a huge cultural event, but it really is if you look at it a different way than I was, because I think of like history or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I think that's what makes this project so interesting, is that it's forcing me to think about what is actually culture.
Differently.
Mm-hmm. Like, I say it all the time. I'm like, yeah, no, it's like a part of the culture. But,
yeah.
Like, what does that even mean? So, it's forcing me to take that, reconsider that definition. So because I'm going to kind of like, this question is changed a little bit from the way I asked Jimmy. I asked him, is there a reason why it takes place so close to the university?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, your office is focused on downtown. Mm-hmm. So I understand why it takes place downtown, but do you think that, the festival would benefit or grow from expanding its borders from downtown, and that you can include in that answer like how it is to work downtown versus is it easier or is there a
logistically why we would
why would you keep it there and not expand it.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you said, Main Street is all for downtown development and economic development. So with that, we want to keep it downtown as long as Main Street's really involved like we are. I think having it downtown does a few things for the feel and look of the festival. I mean, there's a different feel when you go to a festival and it's in a parking lot. But that's like a fair. You know, when you go downtown and, you know, there's not only the activities that the festival provides in the street, but you've also got the shops and restaurants that you can go into and peruse while you're there. The other thing is, logistic-wise, the buildings serve as the boundary for the event. So we don't have to have as much fencing as we might would, you know, at a park. We'd have to have fencing all around in a big circle. So this provides, you know, the already natural boundary for the event. So I think that, you know, it could be expanded. I know through the years they have moved it a little bit further on South Wayne Street to encompass the car show, because that has grown. We have, you know, I think that might be the only direction, but a lot of the reason is we want to keep it right there is because it works. The buildings allow for that parameter, and it's that feel that makes the culture of the event.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I wouldn't want it to go anywhere else. I mean, it could grow or spread per se, but not move without doing something to the look and feel of what we have.
Right. Created. And that look is really important. There's a very distinct deep roots.
I mean, even the logo, you know, that we don't use it all the time, and it's actually become Main Street's logo, but it's got the buildings and the tree, and it just works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that image is important. So with that, like, do you think that the imaging is the reason that it's so nationally attractive, that the reason why it was, I said featured, but Jimmy corrected me, and it's not featured, but, you know, whatever. It was talked about in Rolling Stone.
Oh.
But he's just like, it's not featured. And I was just like, but it sort of was, because if Villageville is in a nationally syndicated magazine, or international.
I didn't even know that. When was that?
Like, I think it was, like, it was definitely while I was here, so it's definitely been within the last 4 years.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not sure where that fell. But that, like, on the website, it says, like, and I...
Oh, I have seen that, but I don't think I've ever thought twice about it.
Yeah, no, and, like, at first I didn't either, because Jimmy has told me that before, but the, actually reading it, I was like, this is real. But, do you think that imaging has, anything to do with that kind of national appeal?
I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, I really don't know why, you know, ours over some others might be nationally recognized. I think that for a small town, the Deep Roots Festival Committee has done extraordinary at organizing, planning, and then, I mean, I say this all the time, but Jimmy did an amazing job, or has done and continues to do an amazing job at getting these, you know, artists that are up and coming. A lot of times, I mean, I know I haven't heard of many of them, but then within the next year or two, they are, you know, huge superstars.
Alice Stone, for example.
Yes, and you've even got, what's that girl's name? I'm terrible at this. Anyway, there's a lot of you know, people that he's had here before they've become big. And that right there, I mean, without that, that's something that we can tout huge, and it makes a big difference as far as what we have here and why it is, has gotten and should get that recognition in places like Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Is the ability to do that, thankfully for Jimmy.
Right. I think the idea that you can go to a small town that's relatively inexpensive to stay in, and you can kind of
it's cheap to get in the festival.
Right. And you can get it. So there's lots of great qualities about it that kind of keep, because when you go to, say, a festival in, I don't know, who has large festivals? Sonoma has a lot of large festivals in California. A lot of large festivals where everybody's trying to get in. Then when you get there, it's kind of like that attention has to be spread out. Mm-hmm. So do you think that small town...
I do. I mean, it doesn't lose its charm like you might in a big city, or may not even have any charm. So we still have that is beneficial, and the fact that we're held downtown, so you have the historic buildings and all of that that still plays into it, along with, you know, great music and the aspects of the old Capital Car Club. People really like that part of the event, and then we cater to kids and just try to have a good variety for all walks of life, all different people and families that will come with their grandparents. You got the grandpa that wants to see the car show, the grandkids that will play, and then, you know, the music for the teenager. So just a little bit of everything.
Absolutely.
I think that's been good.
Okay, so, oh gosh, I've gotten off. I like conversation more than I like reading questions. Do you think that... I know that when it was Festival, that the university was super highly involved because it was on the campus. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't really have a choice. Do you think that university involvement first of all, do you think they're still significantly involved and you would know? And then the, do you think that involvement is helpful or...
How far is this answer going?
well, it's more so I want to talk about like, okay, we can't skate around it. There's a culture clash between the university and Milledgeville. Deep Roots is a Milledgeville festival. It is not a university festival. Mm-hmm. So, because this is one of the few events that
does
active participants from both sides of that come together, do you think that there has ever been a need to make it have a university night and a community night? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, has there ever been a need for the division of the two? Because
I think that that clash creates the need for us to make people combine. I don't think separating that or creating a larger divide will do any good for us. I think, you know, this one event has done so good to bring people together that we should make it more. I mean, I think I would want more university involvement as far as at the higher, like in the school level, as well as the students. I mean, I know the students love it. When I went to Georgia College and we went every year, and it's, you know, it was something that everyone looked forward to, and you heard about it when you came here. It was like, you have to go to Deep Roots or Sweetwater when I was there. No, I don't think you should separate at all and have separate nights. I think that, you know, sometimes maybe the students need to learn to chill out a little bit, and I think that the, the, you know, locals or, you know, the community members may need to understand and accept the students better, because we have to, I mean, you can't skirt the reality that the students a lot of times are our economy, especially downtown. They help really run it. So we have to embrace that instead of fight it. Or we're going to, you know, you don't want to be some small town that isn't vibrant, because we have proven that we are vibrant. And that's not because, I mean, that's because of the students as well as the local population. I don't want to say they're not important as well, but we just, everybody has to learn to get along.
This is true.
You know, every group of people might have their annoyances. Like, the students like to go out and party on Thursday nights, so sometimes that can be messy on Friday mornings. But at the same time, you know, the students create the, you know, small business. Some of them wouldn't even survive without that, which has created a vibrant downtown. Otherwise, we'd have a ghost town. So, you know, what do you want? You've got to learn to enjoy and embrace both aspects. And I think that the festival, like you said, has done well in those years to bring all of those groups together. And I think it, you know, I don't feel like there's a big clash. I mean, I still hear some people say, oh, you know, it's just going to be drunken on Saturday night and all this drunk college kids. I'm like, well, if you stand out there, there's just as many adults, grown, not in college, that are enjoying themselves, and they can, and you can do that without, and the students don't bite. So it's, you know, it's kind of a,
yeah.
Just have to encourage people to understand that it's not bad. We
yeah.
can't get along.
That, I mean, that's a really good point, that like, I find that not only like the, racial demographic, the socioeconomic demographic, the education demographic, those three things separate the university from, and you know, GC, gated community, people said that that's what it stands for instead of Georgia College, and like, there
are... Oh, wow,
are,
never heard that.
Yeah. It was my freshman year. It was said all the time, and I think the administration tried really hard to like, suck that rhetoric out of the community, because people now who like have come to the university or whatever, people who used to go there, they're like, I've never heard that before. I'm like,
good.
my freshman and like half of my sophomore year, like that was just common, huh. Like, you know, get a community, like, so I've in my time here, I've worked really hard to not become of that part of that university bubble in such a way that I can't see outside of myself,
yeah.
Because essentially it's like going to a high school then. Like, mm-hmm. you go to the same people you went to high school with, and then that represents none of the community.
Right.
Because I went to some really good schools, so people would route their kids to my school. So I had a very specific type of education. And so I don't want to do that again in college. So
shelter yourself.
Exactly. So like that divide has been really present for me ever since I arrived on this campus, is that like, no, locals will be there. Like, and that's something that people say. And so I just find it super interesting how, with everything else, that is the reality, that is the common language, that no locals will be there. But with Deep Roots,
doesn't matter.
Out the window. So my question is, like, do you see, like, the festival itself as the reason? Or do you think that people needed to have, like, a convergence of interest that brought them together? Do you think anything else could do it, is what I'm saying, besides, like, the Deep Roots Festival?
Besides events? I don't really know. I mean, because our goal is obviously to draw people to downtown as a Main Street department. So I would hope that there's a way that it's not just Deep Roots, but I do know that the culture and activities of that festival have created the, not vibe, but I mean, created the ability for that to happen because of the offerings of the festival. And it's a little bit of something for everyone, and that has brought more people together. And that's kind of, you know, what we've tried to do with like First Fridays and stuff. Not half as successful as Deep Roots has been. So I think that the festival has a lot to do with it. I don't know, you know, I like to hope that there's other things that could create that feeling of togetherness that the festival does create.
Yeah, I would hope so too. I just haven't seen anything since I've been here besides Deep Roots. And so it's just always, that question has always been on my mind. Yeah. And just like, why do we need, like, a large musical act to decide, oh, we're all people. Okay, let's go.
We can stand together.
You know? But, like, just being, having been both part of the university and part of the Milledgeville community now, like, do you hear, kind of that, what is my question? Having been on both sides, do you kind of understand where people come from, or do you think that you've developed certain ways of thinking about things that have, like, just kind of helped you along where you were at the time? So, like, when people in college would say, oh, those locals, you'd be like, yeah.
No, I think I, in college, was, oh, those locals. Mm-hmm. I think I had not terrible, but I did, you know, feel that divide and probably created it in some aspects, you know, helped to create it. But now I feel like I have a better understanding because I've been on that side, and now I'm, you know, a local and I work for downtown. So there's, you know, I can see both sides. I mean, we have to consider any decision that we make, or a lot of decisions that we make, we have to consider, okay, how's this going to work with the college students? How's this going to work with the other people? And I hate to have that divide, but you might as well try and please as much of the majority as you can, and then go forward with what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm sorry. I keep on doing this.
Yeah, I have to go soon.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to pick two questions that... one is going to be, do you have any anecdotes from your history with the festival that you'd like to share? And two, and two is going to be, do you think that there has been an observable trend among the participants or attendees in the Deep Roots Festival over your time, like, being a participant and being, like, an executor. An executor, that's a terrible word. But do you think that, like, that trend would cease to exist if Deep Roots ceased to exist?
What trend?
So, like, you've seen the festival transform over the years, like, all the way from Sweetwater to now. Do you think it's been, like, there's been a positive trend in kind of, like, the, in the participants or attendees, like, in terms of, like, how excited they get or, like, how they react or their response or just as, like, a body of people become a more positive body of people? And do you think that, like, if Deep Roots just stopped happening, do you think that, like, that kind of encouragement to come together and be just a fun festival, do you, or?
No, I mean, I think that the festival has created, you know, I, you said something and now I've lost my train of thought. Ask me again.
Do you think, I'm trying to think of what it was too.
Trend, a trend. Oh, okay. So the group, the people that come, I think that the festival through its success and the, you know, being in Rolling Stones and, you know, getting tons of Southeast Festival and Events Association awards, Kaleidoscope awards, that has brought more, you know, excitement to the community because there's success there. And then, you know, that makes everybody look forward to the next year and to see what's going to happen next, what band is going to be presented. I mean, just the day that Jimmy announces on Z97, the bands is just as exciting. I mean, not just, but it's like the second best to the Deep Roots Festival. Like, people live for that day. We get calls. So when are you announcing? When are you announcing? I mean, all the time. So I think that they had just created a culture of excitement and, you know, togetherness of for the community to be excited about. And if Deep Roots didn't exist, I don't know that you would have that. And I think it, you know, maybe we would have something else that we could fall on, but I think the festival has created a good, really good, you know, event that does bring people together. And then, you know, to be honest, I have heard people say that there's still not, that the Fest Deep Roots still doesn't cater to other certain groups that are Millsville residents. And that, you know, we have worked on a little bit to try and see how we can, you know, because you don't want to alienate any group, but obviously it's hard sometimes to create an event that draws everyone or makes everyone interested in it. But I don't think, I don't want to sound like we have encompassed everybody in our community, because there are some groups that still feel alienated from the event, unfortunately. But
do you want to mention any of those? Like,
I mean, I think the African American population, you know, we, one year we had a blues artist, and that, I think, you know, was more of more interest than some of these, and I don't even know what you would call the some of the more, like, recent bands, like indie, you know, that's not, you know, what that population was really looking for. So, you know, I think Jimmy was looking to try and cater to that along with, you know, all the other groups. But, you know, it's hard to, we just want to make sure that everybody does feel involved.
Mm-hmm. That's what a festival's for, man.
Yeah.
Okay, my last question is there, like, a funny anecdote or a...
Oh, I wish I had this question so I could think about it.
If you want to just type it to me and email it to me.
Yeah, let me think about it.
Save me, like, transcription tag.
Yeah, if there's a funny joke or something funny. I know there's things that have happened that, you know, I'm sure Jimmy had some funny ones.
Oh, yeah. He told me all about, like, the flatbed thing. That was hysterical.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, all flatbeds are supposed to be made the same. And he was, like, getting frustrated again, like, 12 years later. It was just like, I just really thought.
Why did I have it?
I'm like, Jimmy, that's no. Funny. Like, I feel like that's not an assumption that should have been made. But in any case, thank you very much. I'm sorry we ran long. I...